This news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press, I'm Ed Wolf with your news update. Deputies from Santa Ana County Sheriff's Department responded to a fatal single vehicle crash around 9:19 p.m. Thursday night off North Lakeshore Road and Weber Drive. Investigators say a 71-year-old man from Deckerville was driving a 2022 Dodge Dakota northbound when his truck left the west side of the road, entered a yard, and rolled several times. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The Port Santa Lake Fire Department and Santa Lake EMS also responded. The crash remains under investigation. And about 7:15 this Thursday morning, Central Huron Dispatch received a 911 call from a car versus moped crash on Elkton Road near Camberwell Road in Oliver Township. Deputy Steve Bismarck arrived within minutes and found the moped driver severely injured, and the driver of the car was not hurt. Ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon, along with firefighters from Oliver Township and Owendale, responded to the scene. The moped operator, identified as 41-year-old Roy Hill of Marlette, was first taken to Shura Hospital, then later flown by helicopter to an out-of-county hospital due to the severity of his injuries. Investigators say a 2008 Chevy Cobalt driven by a 21-year-old Bay City man was heading northbound on Elkton Road when it struck a slower-moving moped in the darkness. It's unclear if the moped's taillight was working at the time. Authorities say Hill has been using the moped to commute between his job in Pigeon area and his home in Marlette. The Huron County Sheriff's Department is handling the investigation with help from the Elkton Police Department. Keaton Lemon, a graduate of Carroll High School, has joined the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office as a full-time corrections officer. After completing his field training, Lemon attended the local correctional academy. It's a 160-hour program certified by the Michigan Sheriff's Coordinating and Training Council. The academy covers topics such as correctional law, security, procedures, stress management, ethics, first aid, preparing officers for working in county jails across Michigan. A Saginaw man has been convicted with connection with a 2024 ambush shooting involving a machine gun that injured two teenagers. 26-year-old Christopher Romez pleaded no contest to assault with intent to rob, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, and two felony firearm charges. In return, prosecutors dropped additional charges, including assault with intent to murder. Romez is set to serve at least 10 years in state prison to run concurrently with a 62-month federal sentence he received in August for possessing a machine gun. The incident occurred in July 2024, and the plea was entered before Saginaw County Judge Andrew Burlow on October 27th. And we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor.
This is Tina Chambers, administrator at Courtney Manor. If you're looking for a place where your loved one will feel truly cared for, look no further. At Courtney Manor in Bad Axe, we offer a warm, comforting environment where both long-term care and short-term rehabilitation are provided with kindness and compassion. We understand that it's hard to make these decisions, and we want you to feel at peace knowing your loved one is in the best hands. We have been serving the families of Huron County for years, and we're proud to be a part of your journey, offering personalized care in a place that feels like home. We provide more than just care. We provide comfort, dignity, and a safe space where every resident is treated like family. From our professional staff to our home-like living environments, we're all about you. We're committed to making sure that you can rest easy, knowing your loved one is surrounded by compassion and caregivers who treat them like their own. At Courtney Manor, you'll find the peace of mind you deserve. Call us today at 989-269-9983. We'd love for you to visit, meet our team, and see how we can help. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
Okay, with SNAP benefits in limbo, as a lot of folks realize when their car didn't get reloaded, there's a lot of local community food pantries that are willing and going to assist you if you need help. Today, November 3rd, the Bad Axe United Methodist Church pantry is open from 2 to 5 p.m. And Good Shepherd Parish of Ubley Food Pantry is open from 3:30 till 5:30 today. Tomorrow, the Harbor Beach Ministerial Association Food Pantry is going to be open from 8:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. November 5th, which is Wednesday, St. Paul Pigeon Food Pantry is open from 10 a.m. till 12 a.m. And there are some additional dates, but they're all in the following week, so we'll get to them next week. All right. Cass City River Pet Friends and Thumb Animal Shelter has received a grant by Meyer's Store 315 in Bad Axe after applying earlier this year. Both organizations were grateful and honored to be selected, especially as animal rescues continue to face dropping donations and rising number of homeless pets. The grant will provide much-needed support for animals in both counties served by these groups. Special thanks goes out to Dean, Chris, and Kathy for their dedication to animal care, and to Lavender for helping with the grant application. A Saginaw man is accused of a deadly shooting outside Hoyt Library is now on trial. 38-year-old Derek Grant faces charges including open murder, felony firearm in connection with September 2024 killing of 38-year-old Henry J. Ford. Authorities say the shooting happened after a family-related argument turned violent outside downtown Saginaw Library. Ford was fatally shot in the confrontation. Grant was arrested shortly after that and indicted and has been held without bond in the Saginaw County Jail since his arrest. That's all the news we have for this hour. You can get your news anytime at thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care for their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors.